kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that means that Doc and the Doug are in the house.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, very yes, my brother from another mother.
What's up, Mark? You know, I finally wanted to put something on that tells the history of how this music came to be called doo-wop. There it is. Doo-wop shabop.
That's it.
That's it. Now, the people performing this music never in the wildest dreams thought they were doing doo-wop music.
It wasn't called doo-wop back in the day.
Race music.
Race music back in the day.
Race right. Music.
Rhythm and blues. Mm-hmm. A Baltimorean came up with that title. Of course, our boy up there who later went over to Atlantic Records determined that it was his term, you know. The guy at Atlantic Records, Jerry Wexler.
Oh, what?
He was very good at those kinds
who
of
who said things. It first?
Rhythm and blues?
Yeah.
Sonny Till.
Sonny Till. All right, okay.
Baltimore Zone.
The Orioles, right?
That's exactly
Sonny
right.
Sonny Till and the Orioles.
He asked, Wexler, you see, was a writer for Billboard magazine. And he asked Sonny Till, what is this music you guys do? And Sonny said, well, it's a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of blues. Rhythm and blues.
That's where it came from.
Yes, sir.
Huh. I never knew that. Sonny Till's not still with us, is he?
No. Long gone.
There's Russell who took over right. The reins on the Orioles. Mm-hmm. And they, as far as I know, they're still performing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
The legendary
Orioles are still performing, man.
So that's that word, legendary. That's like the Doc and the Doug.
Legendary.
Okay. Well, you know, legendary is another word.
Maybe
for,
not the Doug. For,
another word for old. Used up.
Oh, yeah, that is the Doug.
Useless. So that's what happens. And by the way, those flamingos playing in the background are right about now appearing on what's the show with Whoopi
Goldberg?
Yes.
Oh, The View.
The View. Even as we speak, between the hour of 11 and 12, they're appearing. Terry Johnson, who arranged that beautiful arrangement of for I Only Have Eyes for You, is still around, still alive, and continues the Flamingos, who are now a trio instead of a quintet. Or sextet, as they once were.
When they just keep dropping off, do they?
Life goes on. Those live.
But you know what's odd about that song, Only Advice for You?
Yes.
That song was out long before the Flamingos did it.
Of course.
But just the Flamingos version is the one that's well remembered.
Who did it first?
Frank Sinatra.
Comes out of movies.
A lot of people did it.
Yeah. A lot, you know, if you ever watch the TCM network, mm-hmm. you find out that it. So many of these musics, one of the songs on this album is My Foolish Heart. There was a song for the movie, My Foolish Heart. So there are a lot of these songs that come out of motion pictures. They made the picture, and the picture made the song. So it was quite an interesting era. But this arrangement, Terry Johnson says, was the most difficult of the songs to do on this album, because he couldn't figure out just what to do with it. And in the middle of the night, it came to him, and he called the guys together, and they rehearsed it, and the next day went into the studio and put this down, beginning with Doo-Wop Shabop.
So do you have something else you want to say? You want to wax forth on? And
sure.
No pun intended?
Well,
they don't use wax anymore?
Well,
use something else?
I'm sticking in the realm of my favorite group of all time, okay? And that's the Flamingos. So we have other music by the Flamingos. Most people think of them strictly as ballad singers, but they were much more versatile than that. But number four on this one is a song that actually is the tune that crossed them over from strictly black race music to the mainstream.
Take my lips and to kiss them.
Take my love,
take my hands and to hold them. I am yours, my love, till the end of time.
Be morning,
take my arms, let them hold you.
Take my love,
take my eyes, let them show you I am yours, my love, till the end of time.
All right.
That is a completely original male vocal group sound. And guess what? These guys originated out of Baltimore also.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Two cousins.
Zeke and Jake.
Zeke Keel and Jacob Carey. Now, the amazing thing about these cousins is that they were black Jews.
They were black Jews.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And there's a church involved in that, and these guys learned certain harmonics as a result of being a part of that faith.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah. Right? Exactly right. Exactly.
Now, they wound up back out in Chicago. Somehow, they wind up in Chicago, and that's where they pick up the other members of the group.
Which is where the biggest black synagogue in the country is.
Yeah, you have it.
In Chicago.
You go.
See?
You go.
So you thought I was making it up, Jewish. Jewish Mark. No, that's a black Mark. Yeah. Okay. But listen, the thing about it is, they put together this group. I'm sorry, Mark. They put together this group that became a phenomenal group, all right? And the beautiful tenor voice you hear is a guy named Nate Nelson. Who does Nate Nelson turn out to be? A cousin of Sonny Tills. It's amazing how all of this folds together and becomes something.
But you know what's strange? You mentioned that the harmonies came out of the church.
Yes.
The rabbis and the servants, when they do the cantering.
Yes.
The cantors do it, yeah.
Yes. Right. The cantors do
right.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they make a fool out of me.
No, I'm sorry, because he is. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're well excused, man. But from the cantering,
yes,
that's what from Lincoln's got the harmony from.
Yep.
Those cantors.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Ornette Coleman, we did a program mm-hmm. after Ornette passed away.
Yes.
And I had, of course, we had a couple of Ornette shows over the last 20 years, but Ornette once. But Ornette Coleman said that part of his music obviously came from the blues and mm-hmm. jazz and the world he grew up in, but part of his music came one day when he heard this old cantor singing mm-hmm. and said the notes he was bending didn't exist anywhere, and that's where he started thinking about how you create notes that don't exist.
There you go.
Right?
There you go.
All of our music, I mean, there would be no American music if there was no black community in America.
That's right. Would
be no American music without a Jewish community. There'd be the ways that the different communities in this country
to feel separated are so much more united. That's another story for another 3-hour discussion. But that,
should we switch to politics?
No, I don't think we want to do that right now because I want to go to number 14. Now,
so let me just tell folks, if you have a song and want to stump the duo here in the studio, Doc and Doug, call 410-319-8888. Ask them any question about music. See if they can answer it. Maybe come up with a song of your own at 410-319-8888.
Doc, we lose already. It's a setup, man.
No, it's a setup, man.
Gee,
you know?
All right, this song, many people perhaps are not as familiar with the name Alan Freed. But the ways that the Flamingos became such a hot item was because he liked them. And this is a song in his motion picture.
And Start jumping at the break of day.
When the joint starts jumping, it's almost break of day. When the joint starts jumping, it's almost break of day. Well, I miss my baby because she's so far away. Well, when my baby left me, she didn't even say goodbye. When my baby left me, she didn't even say goodbye. But all I could do was hang my head and cry. Shabba-doo-ba-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba
Oh, do you want to jump children? Jump, jump, jump.
I need some of that
jump
today.
Children.
Jump children. Yes, now, indeed.
Now, you see, Mark, that comes out of the 40s.
Oh, yeah.
The 50s music, okay? Oh, yeah. This is the jump music. This is the bop music. This is, see, everything melds into the next thing. And so the reason we have this quote-unquote doo-wop business is because black fellas standing on the street corners didn't have any instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why we get the amazing bass lines and the harmonies. The harmonies are about, and the background is about the musical instruments, making up for our lack of instruments because we couldn't afford them.
Right. And this particular sound we're listening to right now, it came out of the bop world of jazz.
Right, yes.
Oh, they created this whole, would be no rock and rolls or R&B without this bop.
That's
there
right.
There you go. That's it, man.
It's an amazing thing. It's just absolutely amazing. My story, my take is this, that rock and roll came out of the church.
Oh, yeah.
To the secular.
Oh, yeah.
And today, if you want to hear good rock and roll,
go back to the church.
Go back to the church.
Well,
to the
that's
church.
Because the man who created the modern church music, Mr. Dorsey, Charles Dorsey, came out of out of the Ma Rainey's blues blend and said, "I'm not playing the blues anymore, but I'm going to go back to the church and bring the music with him."
Amen.
People said, "No, you can't play that here," but he did, and it caught on. He and Mahalia Jackson took over.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
And they made this new world that it all went back and forth.
It's
You know what amazes me though? Listen to Jump Children when he started scatting.
Yes.
One entertainer I heard scatting it blew my mind because I didn't know he could, but he did it very well. It was Frankie Lyman.
Yes.
Frankie Lyman. Have you ever heard of Frankie Lyman scat, Mark?
Yes.
Frankie Lyman was a genius at it, man. Yeah. I take my hat off to him.
But again, these guys are all influenced by what went on. All of us influenced by what we grew up with.
And so
folks called the Doc and the Doug ancient. Why you guys talk all that talk all the time, telling all the stories and the history? Nobody wants to hear that. Well, that's amazing because that's why people tune in when we're on the air to hear our stories and our recollections of what went on as we were growing up. Because this isn't something we heard about. This is something we lived.
Experienced.
He was at the Uptown in Philadelphia, and I was at the Royal in Baltimore.
Oh yes, indeed. Yeah. I saw the Temptations get booed off the stage.
That's right.
Why they booed them off the stage?
Because
they were bad.
They were bad.
By comparison to the other acts on the show.
Hank Ballard and the Midnighters blew them away, man.
Yes.
But they came back about 6-7 months later.
That's right. They were stars of the show.
That was it, man.
I happened to be in his hometown of Philly in the 61, and the stars of the show were these guys, the Flamingos. The openers were the Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just an interesting thing. Let's if we can go over to number 7.
All right.
Making records is a fantastic thing. In making this arrangement, it was decided that George Goldner, the owner of End Records, was going to do this whistle.
Welcome back here with Milton Ducker and Dr.
Hello,
Duff,
darling.
Who, of course, entertain us here on WEA on Saturday morning. How early in the morning did you start this show?
5 a.m.
On Saturday.
We take over the third Saturday.
Give
Big Jim a well-deserved break.
I do this 5 a.m. thing every day, so I don't know. But let me get to the phones here.
Yes,
410-319-8888 as we talk with our two friends and our dear friends, Doc and the Doug, here on the show. 410-319-8888. And Owusu, in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Ooh. Yeah, how you doing, Milton?
Hey, what, man, how are you?
Good. I'm going to keep the program going. I have a question for you, a musical question.
All right.
Now, I know you know that James Brown put out I Love You, Yes, I Do.
Yes, indeed.
But who put it out in 1947?
Bull Moose Jackson.
Got it. You got it.
Wow.
See? Thank you, Owusu, because at least you asked one question I could answer. I happen to, and by the way, that
Bull Moose Jackson,
like many others, Owusu, that song was in a motion picture.
Motion picture, right.
All right, and he just strolls out on stage and starts singing that tune. Of course, Bull Moose Jackson is a jazz musician, so it was a little out of character for him to be singing lead on a song.
Yeah.
But that's a great song, man.
Hey, my brother. This is Dr. Duwop talking to you. I want you to do yourself a favor. If you don't have it, go out and get something by Bull Moose Jackson called My Big 10-Inch.
Well, I just
called the police.
It's a great thing. He's talking about a record, my 10-inch record, man.
So I mean, if we don't have time to put it on, but that's the cut I just sent across the glass.
Okay.
To play, if we can get
on. Oh, great, great.
We can hear who Bull Moose is and what he sounded like.
Yeah, every now and then we try to associate songs with who did it when. And this to me, it's not so, well, I've always believed, it's the song.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Definitely.
It's the song. It's the song that lasts. If I wanted to be anybody, I'd want to be that.
This is it.
Get my big 10-inch.
Bull Moose. But one of the things about that, the old blues sound like this.
But that is not I Love You, Yes, I Do.
No, that's
the one we want. It's I Love You, Yes, I Do.
No, I sent the wrong one. But the issue here is that the double entendres of the 30s and 40s.
Yes.
In 20s, 30s, and 40s in music, whether we're talking about Ma Rainey or Bull Moose.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was so much of the music in that time, right? People talk about young people's music today being risque.
Yes.
But it was just it was risque in a subtler sense.
Oh, yes.
Right? Maybe not so subtle.
That's it. That's playing now.
Oh, this is the the James Brown piece for Bull Moose.
Bull Moose, yeah.
This is the original.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You can hear how old it is. You know.
Yeah, he comes in just a second. Big musical introduction, instrumental part.
Which happened a lot.
Yes.
In that sound.
I think he's about to open his mouth and sing right about now.
He's up. So I mean, that is an old sound.
Oh, yes, sir.
But I'm gonna send over the glass here. They probably can find it without me because they're so able and more stuff than I do. But this is the James Brown version that I'm gonna send across the glass now and see if to hear the difference between what James Brown did with the song. The Platters did this song too, by the way.
Yes. Right? Owusu is opening up this big, big, vast.
But James Brown.
Yes, I do. I love you, yes, I do.
since I first laid eyes on you. You love me, yes, you do. You need me, I need you.
Now, I gotta say, I like James Brown better.
Well, you grew up hearing James Brown. Bull Moose.
Even if I didn't grow up, I still would like this better.
Bull Moose's version was hot stuff when it was
back in the day,
brand new, okay? So it's kind of interesting. Again, all of this goes back to it's the song. Now, we've heard the song now different ways, you see?
Mm-hmm. And I just sent the platters over to see what they did with
it. All right, that's exactly. And that's what it goes. By the way, Mark, like all young people, you know, you think.
You talking about me?
Everything. You think growing up, everything is brand new with you. The world began with you.
This is the Platters.
I want you. Yes, I do. I know. From the way.
Now there it is, you see. I mean, that is such a romantic version.
It is.
No question about it. You know, go ahead.
You had the sublime look on your face just then.
Because I know why, because that's not Tony Williams singing lead. Right. Tony Williams was the lead singer for the Platters. My Apprentice. Right. That's not him.
Who is it?
It's not even Sonny
Turner. I'm not sure which one that is.
You'll find
we'll check
it out.
Wait,
you're going to say what? I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is that, like all young people growing up, you think that the world began with you. And so I'd run around the house, and I'd be telling my mother, you know, hey, I just heard I Only Have Eyes for You, a brand new song. Said, that's the oldest dirt, son.
That's the oldest dirt.
I just heard Love Walked In by the Flamingos. Brand new, son, that's old as dirt, son.
Almost old as you, son.
That's right. No, that was before you, son. You know, so, you know, this, just as we just learned with I Love You, Yes, I Do, it wasn't a James Brown beginning. But if in your life it was the first time you heard it, then
right.
It's your reference point.
I had not heard the Bull Moose version until you mentioned me. We just looked him up. I, of course, heard the Platters version.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
From way back when. I have that on it. But, I mean, and James Brown I knew because I was, you know.
But it's just amazing that all of us think that life begins when we were born.
Oh, no.
When the world's been spinning quite a long time.
Man.
And hopefully we'll keep on spinning.
So I'll tell you, that I just got a text from a young woman named Valerie. I think she's the same woman I'm married to.
Related to you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, okay.
She just says, listen to the three of us. She's having a driveway moment, sitting in our driveway listening to the show.
Oh, thanks so much.
Thanks, Valerie. Thank you very much, Valerie.
Well, you're making us feel real special, you know. Can we go to number 5 on there? Now, this is a song that just like that, many of these other songs, comes out of a movie. And this one was the name of the movie.
Love's knocking at the door, but all my heart is reluctant to start, for we've been fooled before. The night like a lovely tune, beware my foolish heart, how wise.
This is the time that I don't mind people calling me old because, you know what I'm saying?
As good as it gets, boy. It's the party light called
Blue light.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Blue lights in the basement.
Yes, indeed.
I remember our house parties, the lights went down and we started dancing to this song. My father and mother upstairs.
As soon as the
lights went down, my father came to the top of the steps and
turned it back on.
But it was good time.
Oh, good time.
Yeah, that's a beautiful number.
We have to roll into our city paper segment
here and talk the book.
I just want to say that this has been. I appreciate the two of you deeply and coming in and what you bring us on the airwaves as well.
No problem.
Hey, you know, and coming here like this and bringing this
can
stuff
do,
out.
Can we go out with number 8?
We're going to go out with something. We got with a birthday hit here.
This is because
before we bring the city paper in.
Okay.
Billy Eckstein was born this day in 1914.
Hello.
And this is Billy Eckstein's Prisoner of Love.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
James Brown did that one, too.
He did that, too.
Yeah.
That's right. See that? We had to come back and actually make an hour of this and just do songs in the order of what they came to us.
You got that right.
We need to do that. That would be fun to do.
Alrighty.
Right?
Yes,
even take it up into the hip-hop world.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
All right, Milton Duggar, Dr. Duop.
It's been our pleasure, man.
Thank you all so much for coming in.
It's always good to see you, man.
Same
doctor.
All right, even if you are passing today. We'll be right back with the city paper.
For one command, I'll stand and wait.